to dispense with roll call and the, oh no, I will have roll call dispense with the flag.
President Simon?
Here.
Vice President Steele?
I hear you.
Director Graves?
Here.
Director Pease?
Here.
Director Wiesen?
Here.
Thank you. I'm going to dispense with public comment because there was no public in attendance. We're in open session. We'll now go into closed session in conference with legal counsel. Legal counsel?
District will adjourn into closed session in accordance with the item listed as D on the agenda.
Thank you. Order. Okay, at this point, we'd like to go back to open session counsel.
Coming out of closed session, no reportable action.
Thank you very much. At this point, we are adjourned. Okay, good evening. Thank you for coming tonight. To join Chris in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
President Simon?
Here.
Vice President Steele?
Here.
Director Graves?
Here.
Director Pease?
Here.
Director Wiesen?
Here.
Thank you. This takes us to public comment. The public may address the board on any issue within the district's jurisdiction which is not on the agenda. The public may comment on any item on the agenda at the time that item is before the board for consideration. Any person wishing to speak must come up, speak from the podium. There will be no dialogue between the board and the commenter. Any clarifying questions from the board will go through the chair. Any public comment? Public comment. Let's move to agency reports. I see the Sheriff's Department is here. How are you?
How's everybody doing tonight?
Good. How about you?
We're hanging in there.
Thank you very much. We'll just have a quick one. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, for the Sheriff's Department, last month we had 637 calls for service, and we generated approximately 50 reports out of those calls. What I can see, we had a couple of residential burglaries. Windows, doors were smashed in with people got in that way. The way I look at it, my gut tells me it's probably juvenile activity with that. Usually when we have our residential birds, it's always an open window, garage door kicked in or something. But this year with the rock going through them, shattering the window and stuff. Now one house, I think there was a span of a few weeks. The other one was, I think, two days. It was some time that went by there. Another thing that I noticed is I'm getting some people calling in reporting some packages being delivered and possibly taken off of the front porch for the front steps of the home. My best advice for anything like that, you need to call us for suspicious vehicles, suspicious persons, especially your neighborhood or driving around. One good note, I did get an email from my detectives regarding they got one person in custody for one of our maybe two of our residential burglaries that happened 2 months ago.
Oh, good.
So we do have a warrant that's out for this individual. We did confess, we did find property, stuff like that. So that's a good thing. We're slowly catching these guys. Everything else you can see on there, it's just, you know, we can't really control, like I've always said in the past, control how people treat each other. People are kind of mean to each other, but at least the other crimes, like the vehicle theft, that right there, stuff left in plain view, whether it's a computer bag or iPhone left on the front seat, sometimes the cars are open, sometimes they're not. But plain view, it's easily taken. On a side note, I've been getting some letters shoved under the door at the station informing me of some firework issues or parking issues, which is fine and dandy. But the only issue is there's no return, no way for me to contact these people, call them, especially the parking issues, especially when it comes to vehicles that aren't even on the street. I wanted to guide them in the right direction who they need to call, but I can't because I don't know who they are. Because they just leave a note saying, please do something about this. You guys never did this or that, whatever. Basically, it's like a complaint that we're not doing our job. But if I can contact them, I can guide them in the right direction of who they need to call to take care of that job and not just point it out to everyone. Some other issues coming up is the fireworks, 4th of July, as everyone knows. I did have a few people come by the office concerned about that. Fireworks are illegal, and we'll do our best to catch them if we can, and my best advice is to call us. A little bit of information on that. The officers have to see someone lighting the fireworks off to actually enforce something. That does not mean that he can't take fireworks if he sees them. We get a call, real short, we get a call, people are shooting fireworks off at 123 Main Street, whatever the case may be. The officers are going to respond. They're not going to go straight to 123 Main Street. What they're probably going to do is they're going to park and wait to see if they can see somebody doing the fireworks. If we respond to that house, can knock on a door as a courtesy. If we see fireworks, he can take them. We won't be able to sight anyone because we have to actually see them light the fireworks. So with that said, the more people that call in fireworks, the more calls that we're going to have in the pending call list, and the longer it's going to take for one officer to go from one call to the next. So I know every year I get the same phone call saying, hey, I called 3 hours later, he finally showed up. Fortunately, if we get 25, 30 calls, it might take a while for that officer to get to that one call. But they will, and they'll do the best they can to get there. Any particular questions or any concerns?
Let me ask you one other thing. I had several calls over the weekend on Sunday night and Monday. In fact, I thought three of the people were going to be here tonight. They called me today and told me they were coming. They had a brawl at Orwood on Sunday in the afternoon at Boaters. Okay. The Muscle Boys from Ski Beach it came in and they had a major fight. The sheriff showed up. Two friends of mine stood there. They took one girl, they threw her in the water, they bounced off a swim step. The one guy in his boat was drunk. They were towing their boats. The sheriff cited no one and arrested no one. You know anything about that?
Sounds like Marine Patrol side of the house. Yeah. I don't know the full details.
No, it's a sheriff's car. It was my car.
Our officers, of course, will respond if they get over there. I don't see anything in this report here for that over at Orwood. Again, that might be coming up in a different area of not Discovery Bay aspect of it, since Orwood's pretty much the other beat. That line separates Discovery Bay from the other beach, so it might be under the 31 corners. I can look into it and see what the issue is with the Orwood.
I know they're going to call me again.
Yeah.
Do you guys consider Orwood and Brentwood or Knightson?
Well, it's an unincorporated area, and that's that Orwood Road itself kind of separates the beat. Right. So depending on if you put it this way, if the body falls on that side of the road, it's on that beat. If it falls on this side, you know, 32 cars going to take it. Discovery Bay resident deputies, obviously, they'll only respond if there's a big incident that's going on there. But as far as the realm of my Discovery Bay aspect of it, yes, it's kind of part of Discovery Bay since everyone kind of uses that. And kind of most of the people probably live here, or some of them do, but not all of them.
Looks like Safeway comes up a few times. So there was a grand theft there.
That was the incident with the left car unlocked and certain items on the front seat that were taken within about a 20 minute span.
Yeah, I had a question. Just clarification. Page 13 out of 30 on the call for service.
You got
panhandling, and you have Parker.
Parkers are going to be your vehicles, either handicap or parked wrong or something
citation.
Of that nature.
Citation for
something of that nature. And that's where our parking enforcement CSO guy now handles. Gary,
anything?
No, thank you.
I'll let Rick go.
I think we were talking about the same thing. Hey, tell you what, you go send your deputy over to the marina with a set of binoculars and have him watch the end of Marlin. You will see a lot of fireworks
every
going off on
Friday
night.
Every Friday night.
And
you know,
from about 9:45.
And you can watch it through your binoculars.
Like clockwork.
And
from like D dock or E dock or anywhere.
From very light.
The thing is, too, have y'all notified the fire department on this issue?
I live on the street, and I know my neighbors are calling all the time.
Because I'll be blunt and honest with the fire department. They have more pull and power to cite the homeowner. Just by seeing fireworks coming off the back of the house, they can just knock on the door and cite the homeowner. We have to actually see a person light that firework and deal with that particular person.
We have fireworks all around this unit.
We have fireworks pretty much.
Yeah, we have bigger shows.
And it's just a matter of having people be mature enough to not do it, basically.
There's no distance.
And of course, the other aspect that'll help us out a lot too is neighbors calling them in, being willing to say, citizens arrest, I seen Rick light that firework.
Sometimes they light them off right on Harbor Road, they were for a while right by D-Dock right there. And I was just gonna go out with my camera, I had it the other day in my hand, and I was gonna go out and just say, hey, hold on a minute, guys, you guys are awesome, let me get a picture of you. And I was gonna take pictures of them, but this time it was over off the end of Marlin, so, because Lance goes, no, they're going on the other side of the boat.
And the trouble with that is that having our officers sit out there the whole time and waiting for them to might come out and not get called somewhere else.
They'll come out, don't worry.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get the call, by all means, call us. And we'll do our best to get out there in a timely manner based off of what's going on.
Sounds like you can respond.
Summertime, it's hotter, it's warmer. Right now, the officers that were supposed to be here with me tonight, they're dealing with some other issues because people are out there right now, so.
My camp's go on the bed.
We're doing the best we can, I don't wanna make excuses or keep apologizing for it, but we can only do so much.
Well, we know you guys are shorthanded too, and if you get calls like this, one guy's out on call, and a guy's lighting the fireworks on my street, they're not coming, sonny.
Well, he's put it this way, the firework issue is gonna be a third priority based off of domestics or anything else that we have.
And this year, being that 4th of July's on a Friday night, it's gonna be god awful Friday and Saturday night both.
Unfortunately, yeah. You know, the biggest thing is the animals. The animals are surely gonna suffer, the dogs, they suffer a lot.
These guys don't care. A lot of these are party houses on a weekend, they come up strictly for this purpose, that's what it's gonna be. It's been every year, I've been here since '83.
Do you notice the animal control problems and which side of town mainly? Does that have a problem in a certain area with animals?
Yeah, I really don't see.
Stands out, not really, okay, I saw a few in there.
I know we get some called out, but usually it's animal controls issue, so unless they're, the dogs are very vicious or attacking someone, our officers aren't gonna deal with it, because frankly, it's animal control.
They come out of Martinez?
Depending on where they're at, yeah, they could be, they're out of Martinez and they could have one body covering this whole.
Sure.
Richmond out here, who knows?
Yeah, they do, I talked to her once, she was the only one.
Talk about it, yeah, the one that's, yeah.
Is there any public comment?
Are there any questions or concerns that you guys might have that I might be able to answer for you guys?
Thank you very much.
Alright, guys.
Thank you.
We'll see you next month. Okay, CHP is not here, Supervisor Peoples' office is not here.
They're out there.
Yeah, they're out there busy. Contra Costa Fire is not here, so we will move on to any committee reports, trans plan, county planning, code enforcement, Mary Ann?
They did not have a meeting this month.
Thank you, then we will go on to presentations, none. Then we'll go to the consent calendar, is there anybody wishes to have anything pulled from the consent calendar? If not, can I get a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Business items, alright, G1. Annual intention to levy and collect annual assessment for the Ravenswood Improvement District, DB Lighting Landscape Zone 9 for fiscal year 14-15, accept engineer's report, adopt resolution 2014-14, staff.
So move. Farron actually is, it's her report, and I apologize, I'm not there yet. Thank you, this is the annual assessment of Ravenswood Improvement District. This year, it is necessary to increase the assessments from $563.93 to $602.92. And the reasons are essentially that the costs have increased, power utilities have increased, and the cost of just overall operations have increased. Represents about a $39 a year increase to the assessment. As Director Graves noted, this is an annual item that comes before the board. If you have any questions, I'm certain that Parks and Recreation Manager, I'm sorry, Perez, can address those.
Okay. Do you have any comments? Chris?
No.
Mary Ann?
No.
Brazil? Public comment? Call for the motion.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Item 2, announcement of special district vacancy on LAFCO. Call for nominations and for names of voting delegates, election July 21st, 2014. Staff.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. This item is back before you. It was before you on March the 19th when the board nominated their representative to vote for Dwight Meadows to continue on the LAFCO board. As you all know, unfortunately, Mr. Meadows passed away shortly after that, creating a vacancy on the special district, the special district representative on the LAFCO board. Before you are five names, as I noted in the agenda report that went out on Friday. The submittal deadline was 5 p.m. on Friday. I spoke with Luann Texera with LAFCO yesterday morning, and there were no new submittals, so it's that five. And subsequent to that, Gordon Dakin from the San Ramon Valley Fire Protection District has dropped out, so it leaves you with four. I asked for if Luann had a list of a background list for the different candidates, and she indicated that it was up to them to discuss their qualifications and present that information to us, and we have not received anything as of 4 p.m. this afternoon. So I can't really make any suggestions or give you any additional information on that, other than that Mr. Schmidt with West County has been the alternate delegate on the LAFCO board, representing special districts for a number of years.
Ooh.
George Schmidt.
Yeah.
And so at the special districts meeting on July
21st,
thank you, at 10 a.m. Is when the vote will take place. It requires a majority quorum of the districts, special districts, to be there. President Simon is the designated delegate for that. Although I believe at the last meeting when we had this, that the board had given Director Pease the opportunity to attend that meeting and make the vote on behalf of the district.
And I'd be happy to do that again.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now the question is, who do we want? Mike
Simon?
I don't know any of the nominees.
Me either. I don't know any of the. I'm wondering
the
if
you got.
It would be nice to have somebody from our area.
The term expires on May 7, 2018. So he was just elected for a four-year term, so it's for a full four-year term.
I don't know any of these people.
Do we know any of the districts that they represent?
No, right.
We,
cool.
That's a tough one.
I don't know if either the gentlemen in the room this evening are here for this item.
Nope. Again, I wonder if we might be better off doing something that's closer to home. At Bethel Island, you know, but I know nothing about this.
So what's the deadline, and what do we have to get back to LAFCO by?
July 21st.
By?
All right, July 21st. We could bring this back and try and get more information from the candidates at the meeting on the 16th.
We're not under any deadline as long as we get the information to whoever's going by.
So we can get that at that point in time if you want.
And the deadline for candidates was when?
Friday.
Last Friday?
Oh, yes. So
this is the final slate.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Rick, the top gentleman, is he the one that comes to the code enforcement meetings?
Why don't we reach out to him and see if somebody wants to come here and pull a photo of himself?
Or at least submit a bio background information.
There's none on his file.
Nobody submitted.
I'll do a little research too.
You can go to LAFCO. Okay, so why don't we carry this over to the next meeting? Everybody has the objection. Let's do that.
I was expecting to have that information by the meeting, and I was expecting the candidates would submit the information, and I didn't get it. So that's the 16th is not a problem at all.
Okay. Okay. Item 3, consideration and approval of overnight camping request for Discovery Bay River Otters Swim Team overnight party event at the Discovery Bay Community Center on the 19th and 20th of July. Jeff?
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. As you know, we are the proud sponsors of the Discovery Bay River Otters Swim Team in their inaugural season. They would like to conduct an overnight team party on Saturday evening, July 19th, into Sunday morning. Staff recommends approval of this item. There's a list of conditions in there that are identified in the staff report. These conditions are very similar to some of the ones we had for the the camp out this past weekend. Dan Mewis is here, who can address any questions that the board may have with respect to this. One of the concerns that we did have was that the pool will be in use into the evening. They would like it to go later than 10 p.m. We put a 10 p.m. Deadline on that because we thought that was appropriate. There will be lifeguards there will be lifeguards present. There are team parents present, and the building will be open, and people can camp either outside or inside, if I'm not mistaken.
Where are they going to camp? What areas?
In the main front area, the main grass area, right between the tennis courts.
And we have lighting on there.
Yeah, between the tennis courts and the pool.
That's a good idea. I don't like that. Kevin, you got it? Chris?
I just have a question. It says no fiscal impact, dollar and cents. Staff time, or who's opening the building? Who's in charge of the building?
I'll let Dan address that.
The coaches of the swim team are also employees of the district, so they're supposed to be there as well.
Oh. So
they have access to the codes to the building and keys as well.
Okay. So we're not paying overtime, we're not.
It was all part of their package to be employed.
I have a question. So would they be giving you a security deposit in case there's any damage to the building?
No, we did not request it.
It's our team. It's our sponsorship. It's our team.
Okay.
At least into the near future.
What was the? You mentioned the time frame closing the pool at 10. What did the parents feel they wanted to do?
They want it open until 10 for the younger swimmers and then to 11:30 for the older swimmers.
So,
I think we should stick
to the
telephone.
I agree.
Noise issues?
Yeah, there's no noise issue.
Well, we don't know.
It was more a liability issue. These kids, they have a swim meet that morning, I believe.
Oh, they've had a long day.
And then they got their awards.
And then the awards, yeah, and then it's going to be a long day. And from a safety standpoint, we felt 10 o'clock was appropriate.
What's the age group?
There's kids 5 up to 13.
10 o'clock.
Yeah, especially when it gets dark and you can't see if somebody slips under the water.
Public comment?
I think it's a great idea.
Okay, I need a motion.
Move staff recommendation.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Informational items, we have no items here. President's report, director's comments. Kevin, any comments?
No.
Chris?
Have a happy report.
Pardon me? Nothing. Marianne?
I have none, thank you.
Bill? Nothing today.
I have nothing. Manager's report.
Thank you. There's an agenda report under my item for board consideration. I'm bringing it for you for discussion. I'm looking for direction and guidance. As the board is aware, the town of Discovery Bay is often besieged, and I use that word on purpose, with a variety of signs, whether they are advertising private businesses, whether they are garage sale signs, whether they are home sale, open houses, or where they are from different charitable organizations. Pursuant to county sign rules and regulations, a sign is a sign is a sign. They don't distinguish between any of those other different types, although, as you know, there appears to have been some selective enforcement of those in the past. The county has submitted a draft of an encroachment permit to me and to the town that would give us the ability on their behalf to remove signs that are in the public right-of-way. And generally speaking, the public right-of-way is 10 feet back from the face of the curb. It would include those areas like the triangle median right here at Discovery Bay Boulevard and Willow Lake, and on any roadway where it's not on private property, but where it would be public property. So basically 10 feet back from the face of the curb. We have instituted recently internally a sign removal program on areas that we own and that we maintain. And while we are struggling a little bit with that, it is something that is, it's a difficult situation. It's a difficult process to make sure you pick them all up at all times. we cannot pick up signs on private property. That is specifically excluded by the state of California from community services districts. It's a land use issue. We are not allowed land use authority. That authority is restricted to counties and cities only. So what I'm looking for is just some direction on what the board would like to do. I'd like for you to take into consideration there are staff issues associated with this. There are potential overtime weekend issues. The public coming in here instead of going to the county. We have potential Prop 218 issues with it as well. Now, the signs are on our property. We don't have any of those issues. We can deal with them during the course of the Monday to Friday work week.
Who says we have a sign issue?
What's that?
Who says we have a sign issue?
Dude, I came home the other day. There was 57 signs between Highway 4 and my house out on the curbs. Most of them real estate signs.
Wow.
57, I counted. There were 7 or 8 Relay for Life signs that had been up for a whole month that had never that the county had selective enforcement on.
I think that this is a big can of worms. So because you just like being half pregnant, we either go all in and do this, and this affects everybody. This means no more golf tournament signs. This means no more Easter egg hunt signs. This means no more Big Cat Poker Run signs, no more Joey Graves Foundation signs, no more realty. If you do it all, you do none. And the other thing, Rick, to me, and I've said this before, we pick up the signs sometimes, we put them in what we call sign jail, and we give them back to the people. And it's like a joke to them, go, okay, I'll just put it back out next week. You start destroying these signs or dumping them, which we have a right to do, and the guy has to spend 50, 80 bucks a sign.
10 days, you can't destroy them. You have to give them an opportunity to pick them up for 10 days.
You can find them, can't you, for picking them up?
You charge them.
You can charge them.
On page 54 of the electronic version of the agenda.
Rick, let me ask you, did you really receive this on April 16th? It's dated April 16th.
I believe I received it sometime in May. The encroachment permit, as
where
it's written,
wait,
page 54 of 61 of the electronic agenda pack.
How do we find that?
Up here on the top, it'll say
it says special road encroachment permit conditions.
I don't have 61 pages. I got 3 pages.
54 of 61. Oh,
I've got it. It says page 1 of 2.
Page 1 of 2.
54 is the electronic page. Let's get the K. The thumbnail's on the left.
Oh, I'm not. I was saying, I was going to look at that. Look at that. Okay.
Oh, damn it. If you look at number 2, one of the things that they're asking us to do is when signs go up, is to give, before we start enforcing it, send a notice out to the community that we're going to be starting to do this.
Okay.
Letting people know that it's illegal to do so. That we need to contact the person who signed within 10 days of coming to retrieve them. And that they need, and the county has to approve the letter. There's some issues with the encroachment permit itself, and those issues can obviously be resolved if the board wanted to move in this direction. I'm just...
Well, back a minute. Well, say that again. Once you take somebody's sign, you have to call them and tell them you have it?
That's what the county's saying.
They don't do that. Why are they requiring us to do that?
If you read it, says the town of Discovery Bay will begin actively enforcing the removal of these illegally placed signs. The notice shall clearly state the following: the name and telephone number of a contact person from the Discovery Bay Community Service where the sign owners can claim the signs removed from the right of way and the signs unclaimed within 10 days.
Well, that's what we have to call them.
From the date removal of the sign. You just have to have somebody they can call here, a contact person here.
We don't call them.
Abandoned property, right?
But then we should need to establish.
But no, I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. But unfortunately, I didn't have time to just anyway. I believe that there are obviously I have a bias when it comes to charitable events, but you know the signs that go up for the charitable events. Go for a limited period of time. What I would like is that once that if we have get the authority that within that authority we get to make the rules.
But I think you got to be fair. So if a guy comes to you and says, "Look, this is my," like realtors, for instance,
That's for profit.
But since the beginning of time, that's how the people know where an open house is.
That's for profit.
But it's been in every town I've ever lived in my whole life. And there's been ordinances in every town, but they let realtors make a living. I'm against taking a realtor's signs. I really am. I mean, that's how they make a damn living.
Did you just show me signs throughout the last 2 weekends that were realtor signs?
That's a positive thing.
Really?
Yeah. The reason, I don't consider that visual.
I don't either. I really don't.
That, they're up on the weekends, whatever, and that's when people are coming to our community.
For 4 hours.
They have a 4 or 5 hour window to put signs up, whatever. I don't.
But I think when the county came out several months ago, it stated they removed 150 signs over the weekend.
They took realtor signs.
The problem is where they're putting them. They're putting them right there where it's in the wave of traffic. If
you know, let me say something. There was 4 signs at the back gate to the country club with an arrow pointing into the country club that nobody can get in because it's a locked gate. What's the point of having those signs there?
I guess so people drive down the street know there's an open house there.
But they can't get there.
They go out the other way. Come in.
They're advertising now.
They're just, I mean, you're saying
what do we do about dog and cats? Lost dog. Somebody wants to put the
I don't really even have a problem with, realty signs aren't the huge issue. It's the ones that are out there forever. It was the pet sitting signs, which we finally got the county taken. It was the ones that were for profit that are constantly out there that are doing this. But the problem is like you said, is that where do you draw the policy line?
How about garage sales? What do you do about getting
your I don't really have a problem with the garage sales.
But those are most obnoxious ones.
Historically speaking, on the weekends when the garage sale signs go up, because the county's not historically here on the weekends to take them down, we send somebody around town to pick them up first thing in the morning.
That's the problem with garage signs. People don't take them down when they're done.
They don't
pick
them up. They don't take them down, and we take them down. We throw them away. They're trapped. It's garbage. That's one time.
Well, if you have an ordinance that you can fine people for signs, you have the guy's address. It's got the garage sale sign up there. You could actually go to those and say, either you take your signs down, or we're going to fine you, one or the other.
Yeah, with that much time we're going to be involved, our staff time, we don't have enough time to do what we're doing.
I'm just here leaving the sign.
So here's, but here's.
I talk to a lot of people every day, and no one's bringing signs to my attention. I'm not hearing any rumbling about signs.
No, me either.
Well, I'm getting emails about them.
Well, code
enforcement gets a lot of calls
as
well.
This is going to be a nightmare. A nightmare.
Maintenance issue, you guys.
Let me ask you this. So what are you're saying it's better off just leaving it in the county's hands and then we're out of it so we don't have to make these decisions? And if they want to come in on a weekend and take everybody's sign, let them do it?
Yeah. I really believe that.
I'm listening.
We don't become the police anymore. We don't take anybody off.
I just happen to be in the middle of this thing. That's the only reason I'm concerned.
I'm not a realtor, but I'm partial to realtors. I mean, I know they're struggling to make a living, and I don't want to take a realtor's sign down.
But having a sign on every corner for the same house is a little bit much.
Well, Marianne, were you in the meeting when we had the sign discussion at the supervisor's office? She was at that meeting with
I was in the code enforcement meeting when
they were all there. We had the sign and her chief of staff was there instead of Karen Cornell that afternoon.
No, it wasn't me.
I don't want to have any signs in the right of way. You know, I'm okay. I just don't like in the middle. It's a distraction in the middle of the road, or I don't like being on a Safeway and having signs right next to me, and I'm worried about merging in the 55-mile-an-hour zone. And so I think that kind of stuff bugs me as a safety issue. And, you know, either we ratchet it up to the county level, but I don't want to be in charge of it. And monitoring and policing. I think you got to keep pushing it up the food chain.
Yeah, in Brentwood, you have to go and get a permit.
You got to get a permit
to hang a sign.
And
they have the right to deny.
You can't do that. You can't do that in the county, though. They don't have that policy.
No.
If you're going to put a sign up, should you have a business license in Discovery Bay? I don't know.
Well, one thing
that doesn't help.
The difference on the for-profit business. I'm taking realty because that's a whole different thing. But, you know, the insurance guy, the pet sitter, whatever, that one I have difficulty with because now you're using public property to do your business.
We're going to end up looking like a trailer park. We're going to have signs.
Exactly. Well,
I don't agree with those kinds of signs.
We just have to decide.
But I don't think we're in a position to do anything about it, and I don't think what the county has sent us is adequate. It's putting all the burden on us, and we don't have the ability to do that. I would suggest just have staff, if the board agrees, send some kind of bullet points, whatever, back to the county and say, well, we'd like to entertain this a little further. However, we have issues with this and this and this, and we're not sure how to do that and that, or whatever. And let them come back to us with some sort of give us the leeway to make something happen instead of having us to come up with the issue.
Are we breaking any laws right now by picking up the signs on Monday morning?
The signs we pick up are trash signs. They're leftover garage sale signs. They're signs were not picked up after the weekend. It's as simple as that. They're not, we don't, if they're in the public right of way, if they're on the median island and there are someone's leftover real estate signs, generally we'll pick them up and we'll bring them back here. But if they are, but not on a regular basis, we'll just do a little bit of cleanup on Monday morning. Now, on our public right of way, what we own and maintain, we can manage those ones. We have the authority to do that. We don't have an issue with that. I've spoken to LAFCO about that.
Well, yeah, we do, because we have relay signs out here for a month.
But we
relay for life signs out here for a month that didn't get picked up. So apparently we do have an issue with it.
We are able to retrieve them.
It was on our property.
We are able to retrieve them.
Yeah, whether it was legal. Whether you have an issue of staffing, the question was legal.
I think
on areas that you maintain, on areas that
so historically in Discovery Bay, the county code enforcement has enforced signs that are for profit. And they have done this for signs that are, they look the other way because they're benefiting the community. And that was told to me specifically by a prior code enforcement officer. So that historical decision to go about their enforcement has been selective, and it is in violation of the county sign ordinance in order to do so. Is it wrong? It's a social issue.
Yeah, I was told that back off. I was told directly by code enforcement that there is no selective enforcement.
That is the current state of affairs.
That they will tell you.
That is the current state of affairs. That was not the prior.
Okay, so
prior.
Currently.
With that change within the last 6 to 9 months.
I can tell you that right now the dissolved DBPOA signs that are out there, there's one of them on the metal box on the corner of Sandpoint and Discovery Bay Boulevard that's been up on that box 2 months, 3 months. It's been up there. It's never going to stay.
Let me ask another question. There was a meeting that was held that I think you were at where Jim Madison was there and Errol Mooney was there as a realtor representing the realtors. Were you there? What was the comments to the realtors from,
Go ahead.
What were the comments when Errol Mooney says, hey man, we gotta make a living, right? We gotta make a living. They called for this meeting. And I think Jim Madison did because a couple Lions Club signs disappeared. In fact, the big one disappeared. And what did the counties tell them about their sign?
They essentially stated that they didn't have a problem with the real estate open house signs because they would be up and gone within a very short period of time. And just so long as they didn't put it in the public right of way, and they didn't put it out here on the diamond triangle in the corner, that they would pretty much leave those ones alone.
Where are they allowing them to put them then?
Off the sidewalk.
You know, in front of the house.
When you come down Discovery Bay Boulevard on the corner, instead of being on the sidewalk, they're in off the sidewalk where the grass is. Pointed that way, pointed this way. I see them.
On the right of way, but not on the sidewalk.
You can walk by, they're not in your way when you walk by. I mean, you'd have to walk off
the road. Well, by the triangle, they're not in anybody's way.
Yeah, I know, that's the problem either.
But if you're crossing the street,
okay, that's selective enforcement.
It is.
And I don't have a problem with it. I'm just asking, that's all.
Well, I'd suggest that we ask staff to just push this back to the county with our input.
I suggest
we need
table
more.
This at this point. It's not like I get more on it. We're not going to get more.
Oh,
just table it.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
The county already knows. I mean, these people go to the meetings. They already know how we feel about it. Rick's in Cavasso Communication with Public Works, and they know how we feel about it.
My only question, I agree with you. My only question is they sent us a proposal. We have to respond back somehow, don't we? Or do we just,
we're not ready to
just
move. I would give the guys that we're not ready to move forward with that responsibility at this point.
All right. That would be my response.
Completely off the table, but I just want to say we're not ready to take that responsibility at this point.
If the county wants to come in and start picking signs up, that would be the county's problem. We're not the bad guy. When the realtors come in here screaming about what you do, we didn't take your signs.
Yeah.
So I would rather. Okay.
I don't have a problem with that.
So let's table this for the time being.
What it is.
And just let it go.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
don't think. Any public comments?
Mr. President?
Yeah.
Keith on that. Do you have, did you tell us your report?
Yes. I just asked for a public comment.
Oh.
Is there somebody asking?
No. I just did.
No. I just asked.
I just had any other comment.
Hold on. This computer does not like me.
Yeah, it's lovely, but what?
I think I might do something. There we go. I'm trying to get into the 21st century. Okay. District legal.
Nothing to report. Always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Okay. Committee updates none. Correspondence none. Public records requests none. Future agenda items. Marianne, anything?
I have nothing. Thank
Bill?
You.
Bill? Nothing this evening.
Kevin?
I'm good.
Chris?
So is Pete.
I don't have anything right now.
In that case, we are adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. Yeah.